This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 215, Slapping, an Underused Game Mechanic. Electric Sisterhood, home of the best,
the fucking best,
bro gaming to gadget and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And welcome to yet another episode of our lovely little podcast.
Hey yo!
How you doing? Did you have a good week?
Did you? Tell us.
That's nice. We had a good week too, especially on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use the short address, which is
esh.co. That's ESH.co. The short address will bounce into the long one. You can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or even just questions for us, you can email us at mailbag@landofesh.com. If you aren't following us on iTunes, you need to go there, you need to hit the subscribe button, and you just gotta do it.
Think about it this way. You'll get fresh, hot, piping eshness ready for your ear holes as soon as we make it. Like, almost right out of the internet's oven. It's awesome that way. And it's unedited and unencumbered, so trust me, you want it that way.
And if you don't, you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. But also be looking out for the great shows that come out of the ESH camp, too.
That's right, because a ninja and a panda do not a network alone make. So,
We used to,
because it was a network of one. But now we are a network of many. We are legion. Or something like that. I can't remember
how it goes. I don't know.
But I do know that we have new episodes of our podcast available for you every Monday. Then there's a fresh, hot, piping new episode of the Boston Bass Brigade podcast on Tuesdays. And on Wednesday, we follow that up with a brand new episode of the Geek Aggro podcast. And let's face it, that's pretty awesome right there. But we're not done. Oh, no, 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 no. There's more stuff that's written on all of our websites, which you can collectively get a hold of at landofesh.com or by visiting each of our individual sites and checking out the randomness that's there. We're also all on Twitter. And if you want to make it easy for yourself, simply go to my Twitter page, twitter.com/ninjasista, and grab Team Kickass, the list, because everybody who's involved that I know of that's on Twitter from the Land of Esh is there. So boom, follow Friday that like a mofo, and you'll have the goodness. All the randomness, all the awesomeness that just happens to make up the Land of Esh. What am I forgetting? Oh yeah, that's right.
The magazine.
Our magazine, which you can buy. Issue 2 is getting ready to go to print. So make sure that you cop issue 1, because it's hotness. And it's just really, really cool. We've got articles about Final Fantasy XIV in there. We've got some fiction in there. We've got some shit that I dig in there. You know, it's just, it's a little bit more than what you're expecting from the Land of Esh. Because we're kind of,
overachievers?
Well, yeah.
Strivers?
Well, kinda. I was gonna go with an eclectic group of opinions and ideas.
Oh.
But those other things that Panda said are true, too. So make sure that you're checking it out, that you're getting your issues, or subscribing, because you can get it in print, you can get it digital, you can get it in print and digital. You can be super awesome like that. You can be, like, double rainbow all the way.
Triple rainbow! Oh my god!
Triple rainbow? Oh my god? But what does it all mean?
What does it mean?!
Okay, now that that business is out of the way, we've got fun stuff to talk about.
Do we?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about games and stuff. Like, yeah. How is that not fun?
Yeah.
So, see? There is no false advertisement here.
Nope. Only the truth.
First up on the list, because I'm addicted to pretty much everything that Harmonix does. But I admit my addiction, I own my addiction, and I love my
you
addiction.
You are a functioning
I'm a functioning addict. Harmonix addict. I admit this. You know, it's a day at a time thing that I work on, and I think that I'm making progress. You know, I can go more than a day now.
Without getting shakes in the DTs?
Right. You know, so, I mean, it's a process, and I'm a work in progress. But I do have to say there's some cool things coming to Rock Band. Before Rock Band 3 is even hitting, which, as we all know, I'm already a fan of, new DLC that's going to be available on the 21st, Bob Marley and the Wailers.
For real?
For real. Coming to Rock Band. So, let's talk about this. No Woman, No Cry. Could You Be Loved? Steer It Up. Buffalo Soldier. One Love. People Get Ready. I Shot the Sheriff. Redemption Song. Jammin'. Satisfy My Soul. Exodus.
We jammin'.
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 Oh, wow.
Yeah. We like to jammin' with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, you're with me. You're right here. Okay. That's the whole pack. Both are going to be available on the Xbox 360, the Wii, and the PS3 on the 21st. There are a couple of tracks that will be available in Europe on the 22nd, which is the following day. And that is This Love, No Woman, No Cry, Three Little Birds, Waiting in Vain, and Satisfy My Soul.
Three Little Birds Outside My Doorstep.
Yeah.
Yes!
So,
Panda approved.
I'm so excited about this DL pack. The DLC pack. Because I think that Bob Marley's music is some of the most universally entertaining music. And a lot of people don't think it's really complicated. But when you get into some of the arrangements, they really are. So I think that a couple of these songs will also be a little bit taxing for people. Just in the way that I imagine that they're going to play as far as what's going to come down the highway. You know, at the medium, hard, and expert level. So I think that it's going to be a really interesting experience, because when I think about it, like, there really isn't any reggae until now in Rock Band. You know, you've had ska with No Doubt.
Yeah, that's true.
And a lot of people say, it's not ska. Fuck you, it's ska. Deal with it, okay? It's not like, you know, homegrown, you're out in the backyard in a cookout with your family, you know, block party type ska, but it is.
I like ska.
I like ska. I like No Doubt. No, let me rephrase that. Let me not lie. I love No Doubt. But...
Wait, do you like No Doubt before the sellout or after the sellout?
I like No Doubt both before and after. I think that there are different things that you picked up after, I won't say sellout, I'll say mainstream.
Sellout?
Mainstream.
Green Day went mainstream too.
Green Day
sold out.
Stop smoking as much pot. And went, oh, and, shit.
And showered.
They showered. But they still do the guyliner, though. And they still do it well. Like, I'm sorry. Some of those guys do their eyeliner better than I do mine.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. But you can call it a sellout. I don't think that that's necessarily fair to say. I mean, we all got bills to pay. Okay, they're still making very poignant songs. It's not like angry youth punk,
but well, they're not youth.
They're not youth anymore. You can't do angry youth punk when you're about to turn like 40.
Yeah,
and you got kids.
Yeah.
Okay, because then people be crying like, "Oh, poser," and not sellout.
Right.
So you gotta kind of be truthful to yourself, especially if you're an artist. Which, let's be honest, we all know they all are. They're all really good artists. They're great at what they do. I'm still not sold necessarily on a whole Green Day Rock Band. I really feel like, as far as a marketed, branded Rock Band as the second one following up the Beatles, that they really should have moved on something like a Rolling Stones one, or a Def Leppard one, or a Who, actual Who Rock Band before going into Green Day, because I just don't think that Green Day had the audience, because they had been, you know, out of music for so long, and they just had the one album. But I'm not going to call them a sellout just because they got a Broadway show.
Really?
I'm not. That's good money.
That's true. Broadway is good money.
Okay? That's a great way of finding some other talented people to work with as far as dancers for videos. Okay? Well, that's not necessarily
not their range dancers, but you know.
I mean, it's a great way to find some other talent that you may develop. I mean, Usher's making bank off of Justin Bieber.
And he got that on MySpace.
YouTube.
Oh, my bad.
But.
Wait, didn't Diddy find Cassie on MySpace?
I think Diddy found Cassie on MySpace. Usher found Bieber on YouTube. So I just need Oprah to find me on Twitter.
Hell yeah! And or me.
Or you. And then we'll be like solid.
Oprah!
Hi, Oprah! How you doing? My mom watches your show all the time.
I really wish she listened to us.
I don't think Oprah will because we cuss.
Yeah, probably.
But we don't say the N-word, so at least we're a step higher than Ludacris.
Yeah.
Which she really doesn't like.
No.
Anyway, we kind of got a little off track.
Damn.
I know. Surprise! Tangent. But I really think that adding music like this really kind of opens up what the next level of the rock band experience will be. I don't consider Bob Marley rock, other than in his temperament and spirit and, you know, things that he didn't stood out for.
Then that's probably why they flagged him as a green light.
Well, I think that they flagged him because, one, it's great music. It definitely shaped a lot of music that's come after him. A lot of temperaments that have come after him.
Oh, you mean the people who sampled all of his shit?
Not necessarily the samples, but yeah, the samples. For sure. Hip-hop, I'm looking at you. Yeah. Yeah, look at me like
that. Don't look away.
Yeah. Go ahead with your Jesus piece. Anyway. But I think that it'll be interesting to see how diverse now the rock band franchise is going to go with music, where it seems like the Guitar Hero franchise is really scaling back towards heavy metal, period, as its content. You've got now rock band really opening up. You've got country in there. You now have hip-hop with Snoop Dogg's DLC pack, which dropped last week. They're now adding reggae. They've added an additional, you know, country pack. You've got ska in there. You've got true electronic in there, you know, with Freeze Pop and artists like that. And then you've got rock. You've got heavy rock. You've got heavy metal. You know, and then you do have some straight-up just pop songs. But I think that it's really interesting to see the two paths now really trying to diverge, and I'm curious to see which one is going to be
triumphant.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be the one that has the broader spectrum of music, just because you cast a wider net when you have, you know, Lady Gaga, for instance, in as music that's playable in the same game where you have now Bob Marley music, a little bit of Who, a little bit of Stones, a little bit of Bowie, Queen. Oh yeah, but then on the same side you also have No Doubt and Snoop Dogg and Duran Duran from the 80s. You know, really all I need now is some of The Clash, some Lil Cure, and like a little Sex Pistols, maybe? Like just like a hint of Sex Pistols.
What about Pink Floyd?
I'm curious about Floyd. I'm really curious about Pink Floyd because, I'll be honest with you, I would rather see a rock band, Pink Floyd, separate game and just have all the Pink Floyd stuff there
than
bits and pieces. Because what I would want, as far as playable Pink Floyd music, like my favorites of all time, may not necessarily be like the really commercially favorite ones.
Okay.
So what would piss me off more than anything would be to get like a track pack of 3 Pink Floyd songs and they not be like my personal favorites. I would rather have, you know, kind of like the Beatles rollout where you have the main set discs, you know, freaking The Wall to start with on disc, but then be able to get other DLC of them as well.
Harmonix, are you listening? Take notes.
Yeah, I mean, we could do lunch because I'm in the area, so we could talk. I mean, if you need ideas, I have them. I'm willing to share. So, you know, it was really cool to me to see this kind of track pack because, you know, I love playing the game. I think that it's one of the few games where you can play it, you can have, you know, especially with the new one that's getting ready to come out, you know, almost 6 or 7 people really playing the game at the same time. So it's a really inclusive game. But even for those people who aren't playing the game, they can play along because there's very few songs that are in the game that you don't know or you haven't heard. So even if somebody's too shy to, like, jump on the mic, people that are in the room or in the experience, they're singing along or, oh my God, I remember that song. And, you know, it's a real inclusive experience. Whereas with the heavy metal stuff, you really kind of need to be a metal head to appreciate all of the music that's in Guitar Hero. And there's some great stuff that's in Warriors of Rock for sure. So I want to say kudos to the Harmonix people for going at it on the side of not just popularity, but inclusiveness as a thing that they're going after, because this proves it for sure. At least to me. Which I think is cool.
I'm glad you think it's cool. And I like Rock Band. Who doesn't? It's a game
that... Activision doesn't like Rock Band.
Well, that's because they have Guitar Hero, and they know that they could have expanded in such a better direction than the direction they took.
Like, yeah, they could have, like, had harmonics.
So, hey. So they...
But here's the thing. You always wonder about the bitch that got away. You know, you had a shot with her, and you messed it up, and you see her down the block, and you're just like, damn it! She is fine!
I wish.
Why did I let that get away?
I wish I were a little bit taller.
I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat in a 6th-floor apartment. But I don't.
And that sucks.
It does.
What would you do with 6 apartments?
A 6th-floor apartment?
Like, oh, like...
6th floor?
Oh! I was like, 6 floors. I'm like, that's too much fucking space.
No, it's not.
Well, when you're rich.
First, you have a game room.
Then you have your bedroom.
Then you have your bedroom. Then you have the guest rooms. Then you have the formal dining room versus the casual dining room.
Then you have the strip, and then you got the bar.
Well, you gotta have the bar. And then you have to decide if you're gonna have the bar, if you're gonna have a stripper pole.
You know the stripper pole's going in.
Personally, I'm against the stripper pole.
Stripper size!
But that's just me.
Shedding off the pounds and clothes at the same time.
Anyway. And then the last, thing that kind of popped up on my radar this week, so we're gonna have to talk about it, you know, just a little, like a skosh, if you would.
How much is a skosh?
A skosh is like this much, basically. It's like
a pinch.
It's a little bit more than a pinch. It's less than, you know, a handful, okay? But it's not like a smidge. It's bigger than a smidge, way smaller than a bushel. And it's like a skosh.
Okay.
A little bit more than a wee bit.
I'm sure there's an actual definition. I will have to seek that out.
Hey, Google it. So anyway. Obviously, it did not escape our vision that the PlayStation Move came out.
Wait, what?
Okay, let me rephrase that. It didn't escape my vision.
I wasn't planning on getting Move, no way.
That's not what you said before.
I know, but now, well, I have to... budget.
Now you have the budget. Oh!
So that means I either have to donate an organ.
Plasma.
Oh. Or sell some eggs.
No, because that really doesn't work out, because you got to pay the upfront fees. So when you get into what they're going to pay you and then you take out what it is you got to pay to have that all done, you really don't make as much as you think you're going to make. Not that I know anything about it! There are no little ninjas anywhere.
No, but just think about it. There's a lot of eggs in there.
Hey, can we get back to...
I only need, like, 2.
Can we get back to...
Maybe 3 if one's bad.
You know what? Let's get back to our podcast, because that is absolutely another podcast.
Okay, fine.
PlayStation Move.
I'd be a billionaire.
Stop it. No, you wouldn't. Stop it. PlayStation Move. We're staying on topic today. We're going to run this like...
I stopped.
PlayStation Move. Sony moved up the release date. 2 days.
A lot of people
thought that they were getting theirs early because they had played for the, you know, release day shipping and it showed up last week.
Oh.
On like Friday. They're like, hey! Early shipping! Bank error in my favor! No, Sony decided to move up the ship date. I think they wanted an extra leg up on Kinect and the holiday.
It doesn't matter.
And to get some additional, you know, sales numbers in their first quote-unquote week of sales by moving the date up. But I actually went to a couple of the local stores here both GameStops and Best Buys just to kind of take a look at what the inventory was like when it came in and, you know, what the fervor was for it. And there really wasn't a lot of fervor. I will say this, though, that a lot of the Best Buys, I only went to two, but a lot of the Best Buys didn't get massive shipments of them in. They got, you know, their regular, you know, good size allotment. And a lot of people were coming in buying the $99 bundle, which gives you a wand, a demo disc of titles that you can play, and the camera.
If you but don't you have to get the other, you have to buy the other controller?
You have to buy the other wand. I don't want to call it an unchaku because it's not an unchaku, but it is an unchaku, but it's not because...
It's something, it's a big black object you hold in your hand and you wave it around like, hey!
I'm not going to say what just popped into my mind about that, but that's an accurate description. But it basically is...
A penis.
No. What is it with you and penises?
I'm a woman.
So am I. But my brain isn't, like, wired like yours. Yeah, you are crazy. Anyway, but it definitely is designed very much like the analog nunchaku attachment for...
Copy!
...the Nintendo Wii.
Sony's ripping off Nintendo!
You all right there? It
sounded I just had some truth in my throat.
No, that sounded a little bit like Haterade, too.
Nope. Just had some truth.
Okay.
And I had to get it out.
Did you get it?
Did you
wash it
so.
Down with some honesty?
I don't have any more honesty.
Well, you should never run out of honesty. So
I know. I have to order some more off of Amazon.
I didn't know that Amazon shipped honesty.
Yeah,
it's
and it's
shelf
free.
Stable.
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe I should order some.
It arrives next day like Netflix.
You know, now I'm going to have to reach out to both Amazon and Netflix and see if they will actually sponsor us. Because as much as you talk about both of them, we should probably
they
get something.
They do.
Anyway.
Having both of those in your life is utter perfection. Gamefly, well, then you should just never leave your house.
Stop it. Don't want to promote that stereotype.
Oh, that's
go
right.
out.
Go out.
There's air out there.
Well, you need a part-time job to pay for all these unless you're a billionaire. And if you're a billionaire, you're not leaving your house anyway.
Well, Paris Hilton goes out, like, a lot. I don't know
if
you paid
attention.
All right. That's really not the best case.
No.
Well, Lindsay Lohan.
That's right. You see what happens when rich people go out?
All right.
They show their coochies.
I know. That's a really bad disease. We need to stamp that
out. I'm so glad we're not that famous because then we'd have to show our coochies.
I don't have to.
Well, I'm just saying. Eventually, they'd be like, where are the coochies at? They'd be like, they're right there.
On Paris Hilton. Go to Paris.
This is how a crab walks. Like, come on.
Oh, my God. Even Esh Mom is laughing in the other room.
What?
It's hysterical.
There's some more truth that's just coming up. Sorry.
Well, maybe you should, like, chug the truth like you do. Maybe you should just, like, sip it.
No.
You should try.
You better embrace truth full mouth.
Okay. All right. You can do that.
Yep.
All right. Anyway. I was trying to say that I really didn't see a lot of people, like, clamoring over the PlayStation Move. I think that there are some interesting, you know, things that'll happen with Move.
Wait, do the wands have vibrating act, like, rumble packs in them?
I don't believe that they do.
Oh, all right.
I don't, but I would have to double check that because I'm not sure.
Okay.
So I'll check.
Yeah, because...
And I'll put what I find in the notes for this episode when it goes live for you guys so that you'll know the answer to the question as well. But I don't believe that they have rumble
When it turns out that it's not nearly as exciting...
It may have rumble.
I'm just saying, when it turns out not to be nearly what the hype, whatever the hype was for it, is, if it's got a rumble on it, at least...
Stop it. I know where you're going. Stop it.
And then you got double.
Stop it.
So that's a great old time.
Nasty. Anyway, what I was trying to get at, which was a point, which I'm trying to remember.
There's no point on the Move because it's a big round ball.
No, it's not a happy joy ball. Yes, what I was trying to get to is, you know, there are a couple of titles that look really interesting for Move. The Sorcery one, which basically looks just like a big old Harry Potter adventure.
Avada Kedavra. It's dead. It won't go anywhere. I swear it won't. People will be flailing the thing around, and they could have done that with their original wand that they had equipped at birth.
So, no big whoop-de-fucking-do there. If you want to try making potions, become a Wiccan. There are books everywhere. Try the real shit. And by real shit, I mean possibly not real stuff. Maybe. Okay.
All right.
Maybe. But Wiccans, I love you.
You know, I think that'll be interesting to play the Sly Thievius, Sly Cooper trilogy, I should say, with Move. Because I always thought that Sly Cooper would really lend itself well, after the Wii controller came out, would lend itself well to a motion control thing. Because there were definitely some levels where I would find myself, like, jerking my controller over the way that I really wanted Sly to move, even though it had no impact whatsoever on his movement.
Well, now it does.
You know, so I think that that would be an interesting thing, you know, to play. And because Sly Cooper is only on the PlayStation system, that, you know, Move now existing definitely, you know, piques my interest. But in looking at some of the other titles that are either listed right now on the Sony site as Move required versus Move compatible, there's not a whole lot that's there that's compelling right now to, you know, make me want to go and actually buy it. So even though there were a couple left at the Best Buy, I opted not to pick any up. You know, I more than likely will pick up PlayStation Move after the beginning of the year, because I think that there will be a few more things that will come out that, you know, are going to be PlayStation only, that will be enhanced in their gameplay, or I hope will be enhanced in their gameplay by Move. But I'm not dying to use PlayStation
Move. Well, you're dying. We're dying a bit every day, but you're not dying more because Move is out.
I'm not frothing at the mouth to play Move. I'm not, like, trying to remove, you know, costs from my day life to figure out a way to, like, afford it. Because I can afford
it. Me neither.
You know, but I'm not, like, impelled. I don't have that, I gotta play this, I gotta have this thing. Whereas, I fully admit, as far as Kinect goes, I'm the complete opposite. Like, I really cannot wait for Kinect to come out.
I cannot wait for Dance Central.
And I can't believe that I'm saying that, because you know how much I drug my feet on even getting an Xbox to begin with. And now I'm a freaking fan girl.
Yeah.
I am. Because I love it. I got my new Xbox this week. Oh my God.
Isn't it? Isn't it? That's all I gotta say. Isn't it?
Dude. Yeah. I named it.
What is
it? I named my new Xbox.
What's its name?
Fifi, because she's on fire.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mine's not even named. It's just called the Hotness.
Yeah, no, I named mine. Wow. She has a name.
It's a she.
It's a she.
It's a strong black female with multiplayer bitches.
Exactly. And her name be Fifi.
She fine.
Because she fine and she on fire.
I should name mine, too. And then they could be, like, best friends.
You know, but I am looking forward to Dance Central. I am looking forward to
that Star Wars game with the song and the pew, pew,
pew, pew. I am so looking forward to that, like, you don't even know.
I know, I'm gonna have to rearrange my room so I have space.
You know, and I'm imagining what some fighters, you know, may be like that can incorporate Kinect.
Oh my God, people are gonna be like kicking sides of their rooms, putting holes in their walls. It's gonna be pandemonium.
Make sure you have homeowners.
Just
make sure you have homeowners insurance, people. It's really, really important. But, you know, I am excited about Kinect, and I am excited about some of the Kinect games. You know,
I'm not all that excited about Kinectimals. I have a real dog.
Yes.
And how more connected can you be?
Yeah, but wouldn't you prefer to have a pet that didn't stink up the room all the time?
It wasn't going to die.
Right. Necessarily.
Well, yeah. What about that Project Milo that we were hearing about, where you have a very, not necessarily intimate, but very close relationship with the boy?
I don't know, because whenever you do air quotes and I hear close relationship with a boy.
No, it was like, I think it was like one of the testing game things, like demos.
Yeah,
for
I haven't heard anything more about Milo.
Pretty much, you're walking with this boy in this orange-red shirt, his name is Milo, and you go swimming, it's like Stand By Me without a dead body. you're kind of like, so if there's no dead body, why are we going in the woods, Milo? Where are we going, Milo? And I mean, it's all innocent, but, you know, the most easily perverted minds will have so much fun with that. Just
right,
like
so
I
pretty
just
much
did.
The gaming community.
Yeah.
But here's another flip side to stuff. Because I was thinking, The Last Guardian.
I can't wait.
What if the reason why Sony didn't say anything about The Last Guardian at E3 is because it's going to be move capability?
Shit, well then I would buy it.
Okay.
Because, damn you, Sony!
Because, like, that's the thing that popped into my mind when, you know, I got back from E3 and I was like, okay, the thing that I was really expecting was a more polished or at least ship date for Last Guardian. And there was, like, nothing. There was absolutely, there wasn't even, nobody at the Sony booth even thought to whisper anything about The Last Guardian.
Last Guardian is a
game. Okay? And it's real.
Last Guardian is real.
Okay? But I have a feeling that the reason why they didn't have anything is because The Last Guardian is definitely going to be move required.
And it will cure cancer.
It will not cure cancer.
It will feed
cancer.
Ethiopian babies.
It will not feed Ethiopian babies. And only you can prevent forest fires.
I didn't say anything about fires.
Okay.
Let but the I, fire burn.
I think we don't need no water. All right. Stop putting me on tangents, damn it. I'm trying to have real thoughts
I'm
here.
I'm sorry. It's what I do best.
I'm trying to have thoughts.
I'm thinking. I'm the Tigger of tangents.
I heard something completely else.
I said Tigger.
Wow. Okay. Anyway.
Tigger
real
what?
Thought. Stop it.
Tigger who?
Stop it. Stop it. I'm trying to have thoughts with my Thinkinator. But what if Last Guardian is move required? Like, that would be a killer app. And I don't know that anything that Kinect could offer.
Right. Could compare to
would
that.
Would compare. Unless they completely messed up the game mechanic.
But, you know, when you go from analog to motion control, I mean, I think there is something that does become kind of lost between the translation in game mechanic. So there is
about the game mechanic, okay? You've played Shadow of the Colossus, right?
I remember it vaguely. I think I played some
And you remember how Iko played, because remember, yeah, Last Guardian, Iko. Some of the last people. Okay, it wasn't like there was a whole lot of things that you did with the directional pad.
That's true.
I mean, you basically were always using a shoulder button to call the bitch over to you, and you had a stick! And you only had two motions that you could do with the damn stick! Until you found a sword, and then, guess what? You had the same two motions.
Truly gangsta.
So if you only really have four major mechanics...
Well, then this might just be right up the alley.
This is what I'm saying. Motion, you know, definitely isn't going to work for fighter, because that just is way too much that the body would have to do to interpret. But when you think about the mechanics of Iko, and you think about the mechanics of Shadow of the Colossus, and you start imagining, okay, if I only have, you know, a horizontal swipe and a vertical swipe motion to begin with, then I have directionals, which, you know, a gesture to the left will make you veer to the left, a gesture to the right maybe will make you veer to the right.
Good point.
Okay, and you have some kind of mechanic where you're calling something to you, making it lay down or... I mean, those are all things that are better done, especially if you have that pinpoint tracking that
Sony huge says ball
motion gives you. See, I think the reason why we didn't hear anything is because they're going to...
You know what, they probably had most of it done with an analog, and then when they knew that they were going to move to a motion...
Went back and started redoing it.
They changed it all
and
up.
And add the motion mechanic. And I think that's why there wasn't anything. I think, so I'm going to say it right now, so look at your calendars, people, and date it. I think Last Guardian, when it's finally released, is going to be a move
title.
Required title. And I'll tell you right now, if I didn't already own a PS3... If it came out, and it was, you can better believe your ass that I would pick that up.
I wouldn't be surprised if they do it that way, that there will probably even be, like, a Last Guardian bundle pack.
Well, I mean, because there's already the bundle pack now that there are rumors about, and, you know, by now it may be truth, that they are re-releasing at a higher def a pack with Iko and Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh, man, might have to pick that shit up.
Okay. So, you know, you now get into Last Guardian comes out, then you can go into the realm of, you know, limited edition or collector's pack that has that game and then also incorporates the remastered bundle of Ico Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh, that would be fantabulous!
You know, so I think that if that's the kind of mindset and that's what Sony's working on or working towards, for sure that would be one hellified, you know, killer thing because, you know, Microsoft Game Studios and Lionhead have pretty much said that they don't have any intentions of doing anything with Kinect as far as mechanics, working them into Fable 3, which makes sense because I don't think that you could do anything that would add, I think it would detract from the Fable experience.
Firebolt!
Okay, especially since we're already talking about, you know, a third game in a really, really well-known series. Yeah. You know, with Last Guardian, Last Guardian's going to be an introduction to that game style for a lot of people. Not a lot of people know about Ico. Not a lot of people bought and played Shadow of the Colossus. You know, so I think that it makes a lot more sense to, you know, go back and re-engineer the game Last Guardian to work with Move, for sure, to try and double up the effects of Killer App. But I don't really see, I don't see Kinect working in a way that adds to things like Fable 3 or adds to things like Halo. Like, I don't see that. I definitely see FPSs becoming more accessible.
Well, remember, Halo's a FPS, though.
Yeah, but
it's got weird between FPS and third person.
It goes that shift between. And so I don't think in those times where you shift back to the third person piece that the motion would make sense. You know, I think that,
I know, because one minute you're shooting, you hop into one of those warthogs, and then you're driving, but then you're shooting, and then you're flying, and then you're dying, so then you're not really doing much of anything.
You're waiting.
You're waiting for the spawn.
It'll be really interesting to me to see, you know, going into holiday, after Kinect comes out in November, you know, which lineup and which motion thing tracks well. You know, Sony gets the leg up, but I think Microsoft has a stronger lineup of titles that are going to be available when it launches.
You mean a lot of those titles that mirror or strongly reflect those that have already been done on the...
No, I throw those out. I'm talking about, you know, some of the more unique guys.
Okay.
You know, Dance Central is definitely going to be a launch-ready title.
Yep, and all you gamer boys who have casual gamer girls who don't know what they can play,
or those that can't dance that would maybe like to learn.
This would be a great stepping stone for you.
Hint, 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 hint.
Then you can go to the club and actually dance.
Hint, 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 hint. And I'm going to tell you right now, chicks dig dudes that can dance.
And dudes like chicks who can grind like hoes. Yeah, I don't think they teach you that in Dance Central, though.
Well, if you do the galangalang on Expert, you get, I'm just saying.
Right.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah. But outside of Dance Central, you know, you also have, you know, not the sporting games, but you definitely have the lineup with the Star Wars game, which, come on, lightsaber, dude.
Hell yeah! I know, I want to do that.
Lightsaber. Okay.
I want to do that diving move thing where he's all like, whong, through space.
Okay. Dude.
And then the,
you're a Jedi. Dude. Like, seriously. You're a Jedi.
Yeah.
Like, that is so full of wind, I don't have a backup statement for that.
You don't have to have a backup statement because it's pure, like ambrosia of the gods of Star Wars.
That's what I got. That's what's been brewing on my brain, you know, since Clip Show. What do you got for the people, Panda?
Well, I got paid, and I went and...
Can you speak like you have an education?
I got paid! And bitch went rolling to the local GameStop, and I went and I purchased a game that everyone's been going apeshit crazy for, like, Bala! No, I'm just kidding. Anyway,
I'm really disturbed by that entire passage.
Anyway, so if you aren't, you know, in the spectrum of what's new and hot in Xbox land, then I got two words for you: Halo Reach. Everybody who's just about anybody that I've seen is either playing that or reliving the original Halo games.
And at first, I really wasn't going to buy into it because I get nipped a lot for buying a game, you know, the sequel or the third of a game without playing the other, whatever allotment before.
Yeah, but you don't necessarily always need to. I mean, there's some games that you do.
Like, you know, like God of War. You definitely need to play the first two to know what's going on in three. But, you know, but when I had heard that Halo Reach was more or less kind of a prequel to the original three, it actually presented that loophole that made it okay.
Oh, you be liking to jump in them loopholes, though.
Yeah, I do. Like. That's how we do it. And so I took the opportunity when I had it, and I went and got Halo Reach. You know, and I'm not the best first-person shooter, but I learn, you know, mechanics well enough. I pick them up fast enough, and then I can just enjoy it for what it is. And walking into Halo Reach without any kind of knowledge of how the game was going to go, how it was going to feel, how the mechanics were going to be, it makes me feel like...
Dancing?
No. It makes me feel really crappy about my esteem... About shooters.
No.
Yeah.
Halo Reach made you feel bad about your ability?
Yeah.
Fuck that game!
It's still a really good game, but I'm
Well, then don't fuck that game!
I want it, like, I want to master it. Like,
I thought you were going to say something else. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I want to be its master. I want Halo Reach to be my bitch. Oh. I want it to be my bitch that brings my...
You want to dominate it.
Yeah, and I want it to bring my slippers to me when I come home from work. I want dinner on the fucking table. When I say boo, I want to jump billions. Well, not billions, because a lot of... I want to jump really high in fear that my pimp hand was going to come down. Not that it was, but I like the fear in the game. I'd like it to fear me.
All right.
And right now, it just laughs at me like it had a small penis, which, I mean, theoretically, I guess I do. But
theoretically?
Because isn't, like...
Don't you mean realistically? Because you don't have one.
No, because I thought the woman...
So, you know what? Let's not... That's another podcast. Can we move on?
Anyway. Anyway, it makes me feel like a eunuch.
Wow.
Yeah. Ouch. And I'm not even a dude. So, like, ouch. I'm already kind of a eunuch, but it makes me feel like if I was a dude, that it came and went snip, and now I don't have one. Wow. Like, you know, I walk into my Left 4 Dead, and I go into my Modern Warfare, and I feel so much more confident in those, you know, the mechanics of that, and I go into this, and... The mechanics are not necessarily different. I think it's just the feeling of the game that has kind of thrown me off my groove, which...
Would you say it's pacing of the game, or...?
I think because I'm not used to the game at all, I don't... The pacing is probably the issue with me.
Okay.
I was playing it with AlphaBox over from Shifts a couple of nights ago.
What up, Super Happy Fun Time Show?
I know. Why don't you call me?
You never call. You don't write. WTF.
Am I too black for you? No, I'm just kidding. You didn't. I'm just kidding, you guys.
Oh, my
Jesus. I'm just kidding, you guys. I love you guys. Anyway, but he invited me in, and I warned him off the bat. I'm like, one, I just got the game. Two, I've never played any of the games. So, three, I'm probably going to suck really bad. Like, you probably don't want to bring me in as your fourth. I know you're trying to be, you know, polite. But, I mean, I don't want to drag your team down. And he was on Legendary, which is, holy fuck, that's hard.
Yes.
So I was like, I'm just going to be a big sitting duck with a big sitting target saying, shoot me in the face, please. This is...
And an arrow pointing down.
Yeah, more or less. And he was like, believe it or not, it's really not that bad. And I was just like, I don't know about this shit, man. Usually I play it through normal at first before I even attempt going into hard or even Legendary. But we did a co-op campaign, and there were some other guys that I don't remember. I don't know them really, but they all seem to be friends of the box, so they gotta be cool. And they were making, you know, jokes, so I was like, alright, these guys are pretty cool. And I wasn't horrible, but, you know, when you play through the campaign with, you know, depending on the allotment of people, if you're playing with a full team, you're playing with four, and there's, you know, color coding, because you can kind of customize your armor.
Okay.
By color, like, only certain things, not all things. But, and depending on what your primary color is, there's that color, and then depending on what you kill, you get points for. I was the lowest at every turn, but that's also because I'm, one, haven't played through the campaign yet, so I was in a chapter that I don't even know much about.
Right.
I don't know what's going on.
Right.
And I'm in Legendary, and I'm just trying not to die.
That's a good strategy. I think for everything that you just laid out, that sounded really good.
Yeah.
Try not to die.
Try not to die.
Yep.
But, you know, I've been talking to a bunch of people telling me that most people who, you know, play Halo games never complete the campaign.
There are a lot of people, I think, now, having so many Halo games out, where...
I know there's ODST, there's Reach, then there's 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, and ODST is difficult, because ODST is more of an RTS, you know, type of game than the other ones. But with the first three Halos... You know, I definitely find, for me personally, because I have played Halo 1, I've played Halo 3, I don't think I played 2. I've never finished the campaign. I've never finished the fight. I've always either gotten stuck someplace, and after, like, my 15th attempt gone, you know what, I have other games that I could play that I actually will enjoy, because this is frustrating me now, beyond belief. Or ended up going, okay, well, that's enough of that. I feel pretty good about, you know, being able to work the mechanics. I'll jump into the multiplayer and play a little multiplayer online before I'm reminded of how many people out there are douchey when playing with females online still, and ended up, you know, not being able to get a good group of my friends together to play multiplayer at my level because I'm, you know, I'm like the sped ed kid on your team when it comes to those types of games, because they don't play them all the time, you know, and then I feel bad when people are definitely going after, you know, achievements that I'm gonna, you know...
Affect.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna mess it up.
You could potentially mess up.
Yeah, and mess it up for everybody. You know, like, I don't want to be that player, and so because most of my friends are so far advanced than I am in playing those games, I end up not doing that multiplayer piece of it. So there's, you know, a lot of my gamer score that I leave on the table because I know I'm not going to do any of those co-op things or multiplayer things because I don't have, you know, people that I can play at their level.
Right. Right.
You know, to run through.
Nope, I get that. I mean, like, the first time that I played Modern Warfare 2 multiplayer, I think it was, once again, with, I think, Alpha Box and a bunch of people from the All Games community. I remember listening to everybody play and not knowing, since, you know, I'd just come off playing the first Modern Warfare, but I didn't jump into the multiplayer because at the time that I finished it, 2 came out.
Right.
And I remember listening to everybody, you know, kind of already knowing what the maps were kind of going to be like, and I was just like, so here I am trying to learn a whole map system. I'm like, so do I go near peep things that have skulls on them? And apparently, wherever when the match would start, they all ran in one direction, and I was running in a totally different area, and, you know, and they're just like, yeah, the fight's this way. And I'm like, how the fuck do you know that? I'm like, I don't know where I am, you know, and I mean,
like, I ain't got my GPS. Google Maps did not say to turn left,
you know, and I'd camp out somewhere, and I would hide, and if someone randomly came by, I would headshot them. So it wasn't like I wasn't getting points, but I obviously wasn't getting the amount that I could have been getting because I didn't understand the mapping structure, I think. Like, I just didn't, it's not something that is intuitive to me.
Right.
You know, like, if I play it long enough, like, I mean, if I take Gears of War, I mean, Gears of War 2, I bought all those map packs, and I played them ridiculously so that I know where all the hotspots are. I know where I should go if I want to do a sniping. I know, you know, in this one corner from there, I can shank you before you even notice that there's someone there. Bam! In your throat, you're dead. So, I mean, you just, if you play something excessively, you're going to learn maps. And, I mean, I kind of jumped into that blind and didn't have enough time to learn the maps in that. Granted, there's a lot of, you know, glitching in right. Modern Warfare 2. So, I haven't, you know, jumped back into that. But I think Halo, I think the more I play, because I haven't played that much of it, because I'm trying to go back into the campaign from where I left off. And, you know, I feel at a loss. You know, and I'm trying to understand the universe a little bit so that I have a better grounding in it. And I think that might be another reason why I'm not as cool. You know, I don't have Halo clutching me by the proverbial nuts.
Right.
I'm not being led because I'm kind of like, I like this game. I like what it kind of represents. I have an idea of what we're doing on this planet and what the Covenant's doing or what they're trying to do while they're here. But I still feel like, so we're just gonna shoot these things, get in that, shoot that really big thing, and do that again in another place? Really? Alright, well, that's cool, but I mean, I really wish I understood exactly why I was doing what I was doing. But I like guns, so I guess there's a perk there.
Yeah.
And, so, I mean...
I like to shoot things in the face so they
not
die.
Even. I don't mind shooting them in the kneecaps. As long as I shoot them somewhere where it hurts, I'm happy.
You like to hurt pixels.
I like to hurt things. Pride. I'm just kidding, guys. I don't.
No, but
I do like to shoot pickles and pickles.
You like to shoot pickles.
I like to shoot pickles.
I don't even you know what?
on the other side of that
shooting pickles. There's another side to shooting pickles.
Yeah, not shooting pickles. you and I mean you're here now, and you brought Splinter Cell Conviction,
right?
Which I know is a little older, but I mean this is the first time that I've played any of it.
Right.
And we were playing, what, the,
Deniable Ops. Yep.
And, I mean, I thought I caught on to those mechanics a lot faster than I'm catching on to Halo, which is why I'm bringing it up. So, I mean, these are two games that I've never played any of the others for, and I don't know how many other Splinter Cells there are. I think there's at least
there's
what?
A few.
Yeah.
There's a few, because there's a bunch of, Splinter Cells, for sure.
Yeah. I've never played any of those.
I would be there for you in a rainstorm. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, are you done?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, coming from two basic, similar types of FPS, without any prior knowledge of the universe, the game mechanics, or the feel, I have taken a stronger... what do I want to say to that? I've taken to it a lot better, Splinter Cell Conviction.
Uh-huh.
And the game mechanics are actually they remind me a lot of Halo Reach. Like, a lot of the things that you do, like to zoom in, you're not using your
trigger.
Yeah, you're using your analog mm-hmm. sticks. So, I mean, like, I'm sitting there going, I'm like, the mechanics are very similar, so why am I having such a disconnect between the two games?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I'm still trying to figure that out, but, I mean, they're both visually stunning. They're both, I want to play a little bit of both each day, even though I'm probably going to end up crossing the stories and be like, yeah, and Sam Fisher was on Reach, and then the Covenant was there, and then that Russian guy was like, hey, fuck you, and someone's going to be like, what game were you playing?
She's like, I was playing Splinter Reach. It's a really new, awesome game.
It's a fusion.
Yeah. You should try it. It's like cooking.
I feel like Splinter Cell Conviction and Halo Reach are two Saiyans who did the joining dance wrong. and that's what Splinter Reach is. It's a bad fusion form of these two Saiyan games.
I had to disconnect from Dragon Ball at that point. I was like, wait, you do a little dance that looks like a crab walk.
Not all of them, but if you don't do it right... Like, there's a correct version, and then there's a version if you don't do the dance right, which is why all those really odd-looking fusions of them were always wrong, because someone didn't point their toe in. I mean, it was very complex, and
it's the same time... Dragon Ball!
Yeah, I know. But...
It's not complex.
I know. So,
it's a spirit bomb that takes a 13-arc episode run to form.
Yeah. So, I think, besides that, I actually did go and order, anime to watch from Netflix. I still haven't sat down to watch the two discs that I ordered. I was hoping to have those, at least the first few episodes, watched to talk about them today. So I guess we know what I'll be talking about next week.
Yes. Yes, but, I guess we will.
But that's my little rant about, a disconnect between disconnecting of games in general, I guess. And that is really all I have from, Panda Square.
Really?
That's
all you got?
Yeah. I'm still very disconnected. I mean, it's an emotional feeling. I mean, there's so much more that I can't really describe in words. You kind of have to be in here.
Okay.
To understand the turmoil.
I don't want to be in there, though.
It's very clean.
I know, but that's not the place for me to go.
Well, they might want to be in there.
This is not an anime.
Yeah, I know.
So...
I'm just saying.
Well, let me ask you this. Not playing Halos before and having your first introduction be with Halo Reach, do you think that now that you've played a little bit of Reach,
that you're curious to go back and play other Halos?
Believe it or not, I am. I mean, especially because a lot of people were saying, you know, this is a friend of mine who I was talking to while I was trying to get through this really horrible part of the first area of Reach. He had pretty much told me, because he had beaten it in 8 hours. Like, he got it at midnight, played it till late that morning, and he was done. And I was like, you a freak. No, he's actually a really good guy. But anyway, he was pretty much telling me that he's like, a lot of people say that once you get through Reach, if you played the other three, that the other three will make so much more sense.
Okay.
And he's played all three, and I asked him, like, well, do you understand what's going on? He's like, hell no. He's like, I have no idea what's going on. He's like, well, I mean, you get the idea. Okay, you're an elite force. You're trying to, you know, alleviate tension. I mean, it's very generic in that retrospect. You're trying to, you know, clean up this area or preserve this area and get all this bad stuff out. Bad stuff's like, no, we're staying. And you're like, I'm going to shoot you. And they're all like, well, we're going to shoot you. And then it's a big shoot fest until one side is victorious and the other side is extinct. And apparently there's a lot of side stories going on, but, you know, you have to be so immersed in it. And I think also if you read the Halo books, that will also help.
Right.
And don't get me wrong, I'm a big fan of reading. I think everybody should.
Reading is fundamental.
I really think people should do it more often, but if you feel like you have to do so much work to understand a 30-hour game, or a 10-hour game, depending on how fast you move, if you're that much of a, you know, gifted shooter, then I don't know
that it's how a game anymore. It's more work.
Work, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm enjoying it, and I, like I said, I want to master this game, and I want to get through it all and be like, I did it. Like, once I get through it, I want to get a shirt that says, I survived Halo Reach. Like I do. And a lot of people don't play through the campaign alone because it's actually really, it's really difficult to play through the campaign alone because, one, if you die, you have to, the checkpoint reloads, so you can't just go right back from where you got to start from what the last checkpoint that saved, which can be problematic if, you know, you beat a couple of elites and then you get shanked by one of those little Covenant dudes and you're like, motherfucker, and then you have to go and kill the elites again and then they rape you repetitively until you cry into the night and then you wake up loving the fact that you have to go to work so that you don't have to stare at this case. I mean, it's one of those experiences.
Halo Reach made you glad to get up and realize you have to go to work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so I also played it like 2 o'clock in the morning, so I mean, I was already kind of tired.
Don't blame it on the sleep. Yeah. Don't blame it on the rain.
No, but I mean, I still like it. I'm going to play through it. Like, I'm going to beat it. Like, it's given me this objective now. I have this objective to beat it and master it. I mean, am I going to be the best in Legendary? Fuck no. I'll be happy if I get through Normal. Really. And I mean, if you're going in Legendary, word of advice, bring your friends. Bring really good FPS friends. So if you don't have FPS friends, you need to, one, learn how to play FPS so that you're not a poser when you go into a bar where there's a bunch of them. Like, if there's, like, a competition or a LAN, go in there, pwn them, and then they'll respect you. And then they'll kick your ass in real life because you pwned them in cyberspace. But then they'll respect you after they beat you up, and then, you know, bring
no
them in.
No one respects you after they beat you up.
I don't know. I beat up a lot of people, and, yeah, you're right. I'm just kidding. I don't beat people up.
Yes, you do.
I don't. I don't have upper body strength.
You're violent.
So I kick.
You heavy-handed.
I got leg muscles, but I ain't got no arms.
And you heavy-handed.
I hit with the palm. That's where the pain is, right here.
In that
everybody,
area?
Not that I'm telling you guys to go out and hit people, but if you're gonna hit people, hit with the palm of your hand. Esh mom taught me that.
Oh my god.
Excuse me.
That she did.
Oh my.
She did. And let me tell you, there'll be a nice little round mark of bruiseness, possibly depending on how hard you hit. And they'll always remember
although
the person.
Although we don't advocate violence here.
No,
in the land
we
of
don't.
Ash, because we are a peaceful nation.
We are. But sometimes even peaceful nations have to represent.
Only against pixels. Only against pixels.
I guess there aren't many games where you have to slap people. Like.
Bunga bunga.
That's not a slap. That's a poke in the butt butt. No, but I mean, like, I would love a game, like an interrogation game or like a drama game where maybe a bitch has to smack another bitch. Like in the scenarios. Like, in Connect, I can't, like, Mafia 2, there should be, like, a bitch fight, and you start it by smacking a bitch in the face. I would enjoy that. That would give me pleasure. I don't know where I can't. This is a horrible tangent, and I'm going to stop
you.
Now.
I'm not really sure why we're related, other than, you know, genetics.
Oh, there should be an achievement if you hit her really hard. Like, it should be like, B-slap for, like, 25. You got to hit really hard and Connect, though. Like, you have to end up hitting yourself in the face. to get this
achievement. I'm not hitting myself in the face for a measly 25 gamers.
I would.
Achievement.
Fuck yes. 25? Fuck yeah. Maybe 30. I'd have to
consider it. You know what? I'm really disturbed by how much you've considered this.
Yeah. I'm done.
We're not making Bitch Slap the video game. I'm telling you that right now.
That would be Bitch Slap HD.
Stop it.
In 3D.
No! No 3D games! I'm saying this right now. No. Just say no to 3D games. Yes, Sony, I'm looking at you. You see me. Don't act like you don't see me. No. Bad. Do not want. I mean this.
In my big girl voice. It's Super Mario in HD 3D.
No.
Breaking the fourth wall.
No. Hell no. No.
Did you hear that there might be a Tekken Tag 2 coming out? Possibly, most likely, probably gonna
happen. Tekken Tag was the last Tekken game that I really, truly enjoyed. They're gonna fuck it up for everybody.
Well, I didn't play 5, so...
I did, you didn't miss anything.
Okay.
I was so disappointed.
I would love for them to what redo I'm not Tekken Tag bowling.
What I missed the bowling in Tekken Tag. I'll be honest with you. I was like, aw. That was like my most fun thing to do after I finished beating all the fighters and unlocking everybody
in
their
costumes.
I like
the music when you're there.
I loved bowling in Tekken Tag. But I'll tell you, I'm not excited about them doing anything with the Tekken series right now. Which is sad because Tekken really... was one of the first fighters. Mortal Kombat was the first. And I gotta tell you, the new Mortal Kombat game looks fantastic.
Yeah, but, you know, some things when they're really, really far away
but
look
really
great.
But they got Ed Boon back on.
I don't know. We'll see. Because from far away, you know, Monets look really, really good far away.
But I was up close with it at E3. I seen it.
You saw
tits? Eyeball. No. Well, yeah, but I saw the game.
Okay.
With the eyeball.
As opposed to both of your eyes that you still
Well,
have.
It took me a second to focus this one up, because the night before was a little bit long. But once I was able to get
this one
Did
you break the dawn?
Focus, I didn't, know. I might have seen it.
But you didn't break
I
it.
I didn't break it, though. I'm really sure I didn't break it.
Okay.
It wasn't me.
All right.
Okay, but I saw
you
it.
You saw it.
It was very pretty, but then I was like, oh, I gotta go, because that's the dawn. And so I left.
Right.
So when it got broken, okay, I wasn't even anywhere near it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But I am excited about the new Mortal Kombat game, you know, and I am excited about the new Marvel vs. Capcom game. There are some things that I have a few pauses about those two. But overall, I think that Halo Reach, I don't know that it's introducing anybody new to the franchise.
Don't you think it'd be really hard for them to do that because it's such a already existing universe where we kind of already know the basic people who they've been
I think that you can do a prequel video game-wise game after an established...
Would like Halo Reach and like these other games that are going back to the
If food. You've left enough of an opening with your first title that it makes sense. Okay, like, for instance, with God of War... You can do a prequel game.
To see how
Kratos became the Ghost of Sparta. So, you know, you can do it if you leave yourself enough...
space.
Exactly. You know, if you do a lot of exposition, so if you start a game with this is how this character came to be...
There's the new Devil May Cry game, which is actually young Dante. I actually did some research on that, because I know the first time I told you about it, I was like, I don't know if I like this person who's supposedly Dante, and it was a younger one with this weird white patch thing, and apparently, it's young Dante.
Okay.
Young demon Dante.
Okay.
And, so, I mean, they're going back now, and where they didn't give you any idea of what happened, you know, what led him to be the Dante that we have known and squeed over. So, I mean... This leaves this open in my mind as, okay, I could buy into this.
Right. Which is true. I mean, because, you know, you start
Devil May Cry.
You're full grown.
Full grown. He already knows why he has the powers he has. We don't know why he has the powers that he has until you start going through
his daddy fucked a human. Spoiler! Just like Zeus. Spoiler!
Stop it. Don't mess with Percy Jackson. Anyway.
I wasn't. I was Hercules.
Well, yeah, that too. But anyway. Percy Jackson's demigod too.
Hercules.
But
I'm just saying.
Right. You know, if you leave enough and you don't do all your exposition in your initial game, then you leave the door wide open to do a prequel if you end up having a successful game and build a franchise. I mean, look at Assassin's Creed.
No, wait. Now, is Brotherhood going to be...
Brotherhood...
Is that a prequel?
Is not a prequel. Brotherhood picks up right where 2 leaves off, but will end before where 3 starts. So we're basically getting, like...
A mini. An intermission.
You're getting another chapter.
Okay.
So instead of jumping from chapter like we did with the first game, you know, jumping right in and then going, what the hell? What's with the readout? And then in the middle of the game explaining, oh, Animus, you're actually not the assassin. You're reliving...
You're a descendant of him.
You're reliving memories that are locked in the DNA of the descendant. And you're just like, oh,
but I wonder what descendants are in our... I mean, what ancestors are in our DNA? Like, what they
do. Royalty. But anyway...
Really?
I don't know. I made that shit up. But I think that if you've created a really, really good tapestry of story throughout your games, and by doing so, don't do all of your exposition up front, that you can go back and create a prequel that will add value.
A pre-universe that will enhance your current universe.
Exactly. And I don't necessarily know that Halo has done that enough.
I don't know.
I think Gears, you could do it. I think after 3 came out, you could go back and you could do a prequel.
Yeah, you could totally be Marcus's dad.
Exactly. You know, but I don't
know. And meet the queen and dunk and her dunk bunk dunk.
Padunk dunk.
Padunk dunk.
So, you know, it really just depends on the amount of thought and effort that you put in if you can pull it off. To me, I didn't have any pull whatsoever to ODST or to Reach. And I love RTS games because of my OCD. So I think that overall, it's a hit or miss thing. And it really comes down to how much thought and planning are you putting into it? How much thought and planning are you putting into the story that you're going to tell? Because I think that the games that are lined up really to tell a great story are the ones that we're now finding, one, leave themselves open well to prequel, two, lend themselves phenomenally for franchise, and three, have ultimately created characters that the broad spectrum of the gaming community can identify with, which equals the success, regardless of the platform. I think God of War would be tremendously successful, regardless of what platform it's on. I don't think that it's benefited from being on the PS3 versus being on the Xbox 360. I think it is so solid that whatever platform it came on, even the Wii, it would have been successful. Yeah, I said that.
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm. That came out of my mouth.
I don't know.
I own it. What?
That's things.
Don't
my...
agree?
Yeah.
Mail me.
That's
things. Mail me. Send me an email. Tell me why you don't agree. Mailbag@landofesh.com.
Okay.
I'll tell you what's up.
All right.
But I do. I think that if it's good, regardless of where it is, people will play it. Like Super Mario. If Mario was on the Xbox 360, I think it would be as successful as it is on the Wii. Because let's face it, it's crazy successful.
I don't think I can ever imagine Mario on any console other than Nintendo.
Right, because that's what you've grown up with. But let's say that you went back in time and Mario ended up being on the Xbox 360. It's a great platform, okay? It's a really simple idea, but it works. Complete the puzzle, save the princess.
Wonder why they haven't redone Pac-Man.
They re-released Pac-Man for the 25th anniversary.
Yeah, but I mean, like, reworked him.
Because you don't... When they've tried, it's just been bad. Okay, we don't need a platform in Pac-Man. That was just wrong. Alright, so we're done.
Alright.
We're good. Okay, it's like Pong.
You don't need to reinvent Pong.
I don't know if you could. Well.
It works. They've tried. You know what? Just let it go. Pong is good. Pong is good. That's my piece.
All right.
Pong is good.
So.
There are all kinds of thoughts like these that you can find on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use our short address, which is...
ESH.co. That's ESH.co. The short address will bounce you to the long one. You can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or even just questions for us, you can email us at mailbag@landofesh.com. If you aren't following us on iTunes, you need to go there and just effing do it.
Yeah, hit the subscribe button. That way, you can get brand new episodes of our podcast as soon as they hit the wire, so you don't have to wait. And they're unedited like the Lord intended them.
And if you don't want to do that, you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine, but also be looking out for the great shows that come out of our camp, too.
That's right. We're not the only thing that exists in the Land of Esh, so when you get that new episode of our podcast on Money, be prepared on Tuesday to get a brand new episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade podcast, where they're going to talk about video games, sports, music, art, you know, all the classy stuff that we don't typically talk about, you can find over there, but with a uniquely Bostonian perspective.
Which, we're classy.
But we don't talk about theater very often.
Well, because I don't see a lot of theater.
Right! They do! That's one of their shtick. That's their thing. They do that. And they're dudes, which makes it even more interesting. Because they're dudes that do that.
Well, they went and saw Cabaret, and who wouldn't want to see titties? That's not very... You know, it's not like they went to go see Rent. They saw Cabaret.
Well, I mean...
With Amanda Palmer, who is awesome, okay, by the way.
First of all, Amanda Palmer is awesome. But I'm just saying, they go.
But they went to a show that definitely said, hey, men, you could totally go to this, and people would not be like, yo, you're someone who doesn't like girls. Because obviously Cabaret was like, hey, we have boobs, we have boobs, we have boobs. Sexy pose, sexy boobs, 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 boobs.
I wish you all could just see
the I'm just saying. Cabaret was like, hey, boobs, sex. Guys were like, boobs, I like boobs, and sex, I like sex. I would see Cabaret. Well, if
that
was
the case, then they should see everything that Bob Fosse ever did.
Did you hear that, men?
And they don't.
Get on it. But literally.
Like. Anyway. Then, when you're done listening on Tuesday to the Boston Bastard Brigade podcast, on Wednesday there's a new episode of the Geek Aggro podcast that you can listen to and get even more gaming stuff and goodies and gadgets from a man Deuces Wild. So right there to hump day, we've got you covered. Filling out the rest of the week, well, there's all the stuff that we write on our websites, which you can get in one place very easily by going to landofesh.com, or you can visit each of our individual websites, electricsisterhood.com, bostonbastardbrigade.com, and geekaggro.com. To get all the news that you need. And if that's not enough to satiate your knowledge needs, well, there's all the things that we write about on Twitter. There's the Flickr page, the YouTube stuff that we're doing, the Facebook stuff. I mean, we got stuff all over the internets. Okay, the internets is like our dorm room, and we've got clothes all over the place. So interact with us. Ask us questions. Talk to us. Talk to some of us, all of us, we don't care. We just love talking with you guys. So interact with us. Let us know what you want to hear about or what you're interested in. And we'll promise that we'll get it on the docket. It'll be up for grabs. And we're handsy.
I am.
Well, I am too. So I guess the only other thing I can remind you about is that our magazine is on sale. And it is full of win. And I'm not just saying that because I made it.
We made it.
I made it happen.
We, as a collective...
We are a collective, but we're not like the Borg.
No, we are not the Borg.
We're not the Borg.
No.
But we definitely are a collective, because we're not a co-op, because I run this chick. But there's all kinds of great stuff in our magazine, with a new issue about to drop. So if you haven't already copped issue one, you should do yourself a favor and do that. Visit landofesh.com. You can't miss the banner for it. You can get it both print and digital, or just digital versions, which is cool for those on the go and have mobile devices that maybe allow you to look at PDFs in a way that is, you know, productive and intuitive. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more, say no more. But once you've done all of that, and you still can't get enough Esh, we'll figure out something else that we can do to kind of satiate that need too. We'll work on that.
Yeah.
But make sure that you're doing all those things first. And holla.
So...
You got shit that you dig this week, Panda?
I,
Don't.
What? There's nothing you're digging on. At all. Like, not even, like, crushing a little.
What are you talking about?
Like, not even a little bit.
What the hell are you talking about?
I mean, there's nothing that's, like, on your mind. Like, at all. That you want. That you dig. You think is cool.
Well, now that you bring it up, maybe I'm crushing a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like on what?
Like, I don't know, I've been thinking about this for a little bit, and I've been thinking about it, so it's, you know, kind of, you know.
Will you stop beating around the bush?
No. Never mind, I won't sing.
Why? Dude, you got nothing.
You got nothing. I dig secrecy.
You got nothing. Absolutely.
Oh, I'm totally in love with that. All right, guys. All right. I'll tell you. Don't browbeat me.
So, I couldn't even get my brow off.
So Panda's feeling more and more like an adult every day. And it looks like Busted Hoopty, who I love dearly, may be able to take a much-needed break for some pampering, because I'm probably going to get a new vehicle.
You get a car! And I get a car.
So I think our mutual shit we dig is Mazda cars.
Yeah. Zoom, I think we're going to have to do a joint one. Mazda. With the zoom. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's happening.
That. Yeah. It's going down.
You'll see pictures on Flickr, I'm sure.
Oh, they'll be all over Flickr, Twitter. It might even be my Twitter background for like a day.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if it was.
I'm also going to add to the collective shit I dig list that we seem to be starting right now. I'm going to add high definition television. We haven't really said it before, but I'm totally an HD snob.
Oh, and another one, Chipotle.
Oh, hell yes. Chipotle, like, mwah, like all over your mwah, just mwah. I love your burritos. You have the burritos Las Fina.
What does Las Fina mean?
The fine.
Oh.
They're so good.
Okay.
They are the bueno.
So, yeah. Oh, and let's see, maybe hot drinks from Starbucks?
First of all, I'm a Starbucks snob, and I know that I really shouldn't say that now living in Massachusetts again, in the land of Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
But don't get me wrong, I'm not slighting Dunkin' Donuts, but damn it, freaking cinnamon dolce latte, I love you. I do.
Yeah. Oh, and there's one other thing. PAX East.
Oh, hell to the yeah. Can't wait for this year's PAX East. It's going to be on like Donkey Kong.
On Justin Long Schlong.
She said that. I didn't.
I just wanted to rhyme with some ongs.
You.
Bongs.
I don't have anything to add to that.
Bongs.
So the only thing that I can do is say that I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out of here, people.
Bongs. Whatever that is.